Oh my goodness, I got some great information today when I was tuning into what happens when there's a part of our body that gets injured and we exacerbate that by doing more stuff and keeping on going and generally pushing ourselves to the next level of our limits. And then we get another little hint that everything's not perfect there, but something else calls and we need to perform, we need to perform. So then pretty soon what happens is when one part, so we're just going to take, for example, an Achilles tear or an Achilles injury, right? So now we're going to look at as though and as if this had kind of been going on for quite some time and it culminates in this. But before the big tear, there's these other little pings, these other little messages of, hey, slow down. Hey, I don't really feel that great. So when one part of your body stops operating very well, then what happens is some of the other parts have to step up, right? Kind of like if you have a team member who's lagging at work and you still want to keep your numbers, you got to have one, everybody else has to step up. But then what happens is there's a balance loss, right? So when I look at like a body with, say, for instance, just an Achilles tear. Now, first, let's say just for instance, it's the right side. So now the left side has to act different because the right side doesn't like a lot of weight on it. So now we're putting a little bit more weight on the left side. And right away, you can sort of feel what happens. The left knee is a little bit upset about that because now the left knee and maybe the balls of the left foot are taking a little bit more weight than is normal. All right. So now they're getting a little pissy. They're sending out some distress signals. So now you've got sort of both sides are kind of pissy because you've got one side that's actually in pain and the other side's trying to step up for the other side, but they're a little bit resentful about it. Okay. So now what we want to do is we want to also talk to the toes and the balls of the feet and the heels. And we want to look at that because the energy in those parts now is also a little awkward because no matter what they say, they're not going to be heard because Achilles is being really loud, right? So now the toes and the balls of the feet, there's so many little bones in that area. Everything's a little bit upset now because they're all acting differently than they're meant to act. And nobody's really carrying their weight properly. And it's all gotten a bit out of hand. So you could think about it like you had, let's say you had four dogs pulling a sled, and one of the dogs just stopped behaving very well and they just weren't into it. Now you have the other three dogs are trying to make it all work, but no matter what they do, it's a little out of balance because the fourth dog is kind of just like not into it anymore. So if you're, let's just say your Achilles is not into lots of exercise anymore, then the rest of your body is all kind of getting out of whack. Now, I also looked at the hips because when the legs are acting strangely, the hips get a little bit out of balance and then they're not that great either. So there's some work that needs to be done in the hips area. Also, there's something in the lower, I want to think it's like right. Okay, so here's your neck, here's your head. It's right below that, so it's right at the top of the spine. There's an area there that might not be so happy either because normally we walk straight. Now we're kind of walking funny, and now there's different parts of our spine that are a little bit unhappy because we're not walking normally. So our hips are unhappy. Our toes are unhappy. Balls were everywhere. So, what can we do about this, right? What can we do about this, right? All right. So, we want to start progressively listening. The other thing I got was salt water. So, I got like swimming in salt water would be really good for everything because you would not be putting weight on anything and everything could contribute. So, if you're, say, moving in salt water, then your hips can contribute, your legs and your thighs actually are not that happy because they like to work out and they like to stay firm and now they're getting a little mushy, so they're not that happy. So now if you're swimming in salt water, I got that'd be good because you could take the pressure off of all these parts of your body and they could all start contributing again. Your toes could contribute, your ankles could contribute a little bit. Okay. So when a part of your body gets injured, it's kind of screaming at you to change. Okay. So if instead of going through that another way in the future, when you start feeling twinges of things, is to listen more deeply to the whispers. So the way that we get messages quite often is we have a little ripple out and that gives us a message and we might not hear it. And then the next message goes out, it's a little bigger. And then, probably won't hear it. Now the next message comes out and it's really something bad. Like maybe one of your friends gets a heart attack or, something happens that's really bad. It's pretty close to you. Now that's a wake-up call. So if you're not listening to your own body, you're going to start getting messages in other ways. And when you're a little bit more responsive, so if everyone just tunes in a little bit more and listens a little bit more and shifts and I want to say like shifts their behavior at an earlier sign, then the signs don't have to get that bad. So now if you've already wrecked something or tripped on something or broken an ear, then you're in the healing mode. Okay, so your healing mode is going to be different than your operational mode. So your healing mode is doing things really differently, right? Like it might be not walking at all for a while, but your next level when you start getting back to health and you start having things heal and you start having the information is to be more listening to each part of your body and notice how interrelated everything is. It's actually a little bit magic, the way it all works together and the way we all heal. So, having played basketball myself for 15 or 20 years, I know that when my right ankle would give, I would get mad at it and I would just tape it up and go play anyways. Because my will to play was bigger than the idea of somehow like staying home or putting my foot up on ice, or that wasn't very fun. So I want to just encourage you all to learn from my mistakes in the past and try to put on some super listening to your body. So go ahead and ask for energy clearing. And we're talking about energy clearing for life force. Well, healing definitely gives you life force. So go ahead and ask for messages from different parts of your body, and then you can do certain things, little mini workouts, and then you can see what feels good and what felt bad and what felt a little bit stressed, and then just keep tuning in. And always be, there's something I was supposed to say to you today, which had to do with being alpha in your own body. So even if the experts are telling you this or that, you want to at some point take over the role of being the most loud, no, the most active champion for your own body. So no one else can actually tell you outside of your body what's best for your body. Okay. And even though doctors will tell you some really good information, maybe get four or five different doctors' advice and then listen to it and then interact with it. And then also just pay attention to your own inner talk, because the more you can get clear what your body's telling you, the higher levels you can perform at with your body. So the more you can get clear on what you're hearing, the higher you can shift into, the higher gear you can shift into. And this is a little bit counterintuitive. It's a little bit counter the common way of thinking. Just grin and bear it, just stick it up, just go for it. Just like, ignore all pain. No pain, no gain. Well, when a body goes into extreme pain, actually, it's also telling you something. And if you begin to listen a little bit more to the whispers, then I believe healing can happen a lot faster. So, one of the things I've been working on myself is energy healing and in ways of listening to the messages that my body's sending me, because I'm not getting any younger either. And I used to work out, I used to play basketball a lot. So there's like my knees and everything. Sometimes they give me a little trouble because of that. So I do recommend saltwater baths, saltwater swimming. And then just also know I have no medical background. Everything I'm telling you is from a sense of energy, like energy flowing. I don't have any expertise in this medically. So my expertise is more in listening to the energy of something and sensing the energy intuitively. So just have an awareness that my background is not in medicine and my background is in energy. So yay. Thank you so much for listening. I'm super glad that you're here listening because I'm just getting going with my new website, which is called Energy Clearing for Life. And I have a whole part on injuries that I'm building that basically talk about listening and energy flow and building up our chi. So that's kind of where I'm going with this. And I hope you have a most amazing.